The Burton Street One Mic Studio is a place where children can learn everything from music production and DJ skills to songwriting for little or no cost to their parents. But no cost does not mean free. Ben's Tune-Up is helping raise money for the program with a benefit, Ben's Summer Music Bash. I'm talking with Anesta Carter, music coordinator at Ben's Tune-Up, about the bash and how it will help keep the tradition of music alive and accessible to all children of Asheville. Thanks for talking with me today, Anesta.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
What's the purpose of the bash?
The purpose of the bash is to celebrate the music that is in Asheville. It's a local music bash, and we are using it also to benefit the children of Burton One Mic Studios.
How did you learn about the need for some support for this program?
My son actually went to that school for about 3 months a year ago, and it made him really excited to be part of it. He learned DJ skills and writing, and now he does little raps, and he actually does sound here at Ben's Tune-Up with my production manager, Edward Link.
When is the event?
Sunday, June 4th. It's an all-day event. It starts at 1 o'clock, doors open at 12, and it continues on until 2 a.m. Our main headliner goes on at 9 p.m.
Who's playing?
We have quite an eclectic lineup, actually. The kids at Burton One Mic Studio are opening the event at 1 p.m. with a little performance. Then it's followed by Iggy Radio. He's a one-man band, and he's pretty phenomenal. Followed by Savannah Smith and the Southern Soul. She's an incredible country, awesome bluesy singer. She's one of my favorites in Asheville. She's been playing here for about 10 years in Asheville. Followed by Lyric, which I think everybody here knows Lyric. She's one of my absolute favorites, an incredible soul, R&B, funk. Followed by Dub Cartel, which is a reggae band. They play here with us for about a year and a half now on Sundays, and they've created quite a thing here in Asheville. They're one of the pretty amazing bands. Then we have Andrew Scotchy and the River Rats come on at 8, and then Push Pull Strikes Brass.
Well, that sounds like quite a lineup. We're competing a little bit with the drum kit right now, but that's all right. We're here at Ben's Tune-Up.
And it runs all day. We're raffling off a bunch of things for the Burton Street One Mic Studio. And we are having a free sake tasting, face painting during the day for kids. We're actually having a whole hog roast out back. And we're going to be having barbecue all day. So it's quite a thing, an all-day event.
Music and the arts play a big part in Asheville. Is this a way to stay real and help support the people?
Oh, absolutely. One of the reasons that we decided to have local residencies at Ben's Tune-Up is to celebrate and to be part of this incredible music space that is Asheville. I personally think that music is the heartbeat of this town. It's what keeps it unique and special, and it's so eclectic. And yeah, it's actually quite an honor to be a part of such a beautiful music space.
You mentioned residency. Tell me more about that program.
Well, the music residencies here at Ben's, we always book only local bands, like I said before, and we have them play the same time every week for a month, if not longer. We pay them no matter what, so it's kind of they're able to build up their audience, whether there's one person in here or if they get up 100 people in here. And it's always free, and it's always just kind of a celebration of this beautiful music here in Asheville.
Anesta, tell me a little bit about Ben's Tune-Up.
Well, Ben's Tune-Up is kind of a place like no other. It is technically a sake brewery and an Asian fusion restaurant. We started doing live music here consistently about 6 months when I took over. We now have music every night of the week. It's always local bands and kind of earlier in the day, too. We have them usually come on around 7, so you can sit in our patio space and listen to music. It's very Asheville, you know, it's like very eclectic. It's an old car shop that's turned into a restaurant, that turned into a sake brewery, that turned into now a music venue, and it's kind of got a little bit of everything here.
Where is Ben's located?
Ben's located in the south slope of Asheville. It's 195 Hilliard, right next to Highwire and next to Asheville Brewing Company. It's in between Cox and Hilliard Avenue. It's kind of a little bit hard to find. It's a little off the beaten path, a little tune-up shop, and it's located inside of a garage.
Let's recap about Sunday.
Okay. Sunday, we're having our Ben's Local Music Bash to benefit Leaf's One Mic Burton Street Schools. It starts at 1 p.m. The music goes all day long, all the way until 2 a.m. It is kid-friendly in the daytime. We've got a whole hog roast, sake tasting, face painting during the day, and then good old push-pull strikes brass and DJs at night. So it's got a little bit for everybody.
Ernesta, it's been great talking with you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.